You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for Pretty Little Liars. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Pretty Little Liars news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for Pretty Little Liars!
Good evening, AfterBuzzers! How you guys doing tonight?
So good!
Welcome to your Pretty Little Liars Season 2, Episode 19, titled The Naked Truth After Show. I am your host tonight, David Skiffelitti. I am joined again by Pat Lambert and Grace Dietrich. Thank you guys for joining me again.
Thanks.
Much appreciated. How you guys doing?
Fantastic.
Yeah?
A bit confused, because tonight's episode
there
got loaded real fast.
A lot happened in a very short period of time, and we're going to try and break it down for you.
Yeah.
And hopefully we weren't as confused. Well, we won't be as confused afterwards.
Hopefully we won't confuse you in the process of making it clear.
We'll do our best. Let's just say that. Let's jump right in and start with last week we ended with a claim ticket.
Yes.
That they found in the book that was apparently
to
a jacket.
To black, what's her name?
To Vivian Dark
I'm like
Bloom.
Dorian Vivian.
Vivian Dark Bloom. And they Spencer went and claimed whatever needed to be claimed, and it turns out it was a red trench. Which means nothing to anybody
nothing
yet.
Until you check the pocket.
And of course, as we knew last week, there was going to be something in the pocket. It had nothing to do with the item. But they found a phone number. And
what will they do?
Of course, they're going to call the number. They get a message.
Does Granny pick up? No.
No one picks up.
Somebody who doesn't want to pick up. Or nobody picks up?
Nobody picks up.
Voicemail picks
computer
up.
Computer voicemail. Oh, God.
Would you pick up a phone number when you don't know the number that's calling you?
Absolutely. All the time.
You do?
All the time.
Oh, no.
Well, that's a whole different story. No.
Never.
Never.
Wait.
Never.
Wait.
You would let them leave a message.
If you don't know somebody's number?
Yeah, of course.
Why? What's going to happen?
Because
have a nice
if they know you, they'll leave a voicemail.
Yeah.
Oh, well. I don't prefer. Well, that's just me.
I'm sorry.
I picked up and it would have solved right away.
I never pick up when it's an unknown number, and I always get voicemails for people looking for a house to rent.
Well, if you're lonely looking for a house to rent, call me and I'll pick up. Can't help you.
Back in New York, I saw the posting on Craigslist, and I'm like,
not my number.
I'm not calling you back. Sorry.
Of course, there was something in the jacket.
Of course,
it wasn't a murder weapon. Or like a confession or a suicide note. It was just a number.
No, I mean, it's
they
Pretty Little Liars. The what?
And then this person, when they... Oh, well, I don't want to tease it yet.
No, we're going to go right through everything that happened with the phone number.
Well, then I'll leave my prediction till after.
Okay. Hold on to your predictions till the end of the show.
Okay.
So throughout the whole show, they call, leave a message, tell them to call back. And, of course, no one calls back.
And they have to turn their phones off.
When they're at the lock-in at school.
The lock-in, which is called what?
Truth Day. Truth Up Day.
Truth Up Day. Truth Up Down.
Truth Up.
Yeah. Great night.
Great night.
Great festivities.
Very fun.
It's a field day.
A Truth Up Day any day, in my book, is, you know, the way to go,
though
really.
No one seemed to enjoy it.
Everyone hated it.
It was
I would have hated it.
Was it school with their parents?
Did you have to go?
Yeah, I think it was mandatory.
A mandatory sleepover.
Yeah, yeah.
Weird. I didn't go to that public school.
We had those all the time.
Oh, God.
No, never.
I don't think they could do that in public school.
Anyway,
the phone number. They call later on in the night.
Yes.
And someone picks up, and a woman picks up, and she says, "No one here knows anybody named Vivian. Stop calling.
Don't call back." What do you do?
Call back. I would call back. But then, as they're going to sleep because their phones have been off, Emily realizes that she has six missed phone calls.
Missed calls.
And then they call again.
Booty call.
Booty call, for sure.
I mean, it could be.
Somebody's waiting. Could be. It was a guy this time.
It was a guy this time.
Not that.
And he said, you never know. Things could change. She's an impressionable young teenager.
Sure.
People go through phases.
An older man calls her six times.
She might be down.
Oh, exactly.
We get very dirty on this show. It has nothing to do with me.
It's just a phone call.
It's you two.
It's actually all me. It's all me.
You get a little fanfare for that.
ABC Family, no more.
And he says, I have a couple questions for you.
She says,
will you meet me?
Yes, because she's like, well, I guess we have a few questions. He says, I have a few questions for you. Okay.
Super creepy.
Now it's a standoff.
Now it's a standoff.
Sounds like Beyonce and Lady Gaga when they have like that war in video phone. No one?
Telephone?
Reference? Too deep? Telephone.
Both
no,
songs.
But, well, video phone, they have like a face.
Yeah. Telephone too,
I'm
I
expecting
guess.
Like a shootout.
Oh,
or
really?
Or like a drive-by.
Okay.
But that's just me.
It is ABC Family.
Right, so.
So
it is ABC Family.
It probably won't be a shootout or a drive-by.
No.
Maybe just a drug deal. I don't know.
Speaking of drug deals.
Hold it. Okay.
Speaking of drug deals, last week I was gung-ho about Holden being a drug dealer, and I was talking a lot about drugs, and lo and behold.
I was talking a lot about drugs. I was giving instructions.
I'm not condoning them. I'm
DIY.
Just saying Holden has issues. Clearly.
He's addicted.
Holden.
He's addicted to something.
Is he?
Well, what was in that bag?
So I'm...
Yeah, there was a lot in there.
Were there capsules?
Like, yeah, they look like capsules.
They were capsules. They were red and white capsules, which if you Google, looks like an acne pill. So maybe he just has...
It
yeah, but
like
why
Advil.
Are you carrying that around in a
it
plastic
like,
bag?
I like Tylenol. Like
or why is it the plastic bag of drugs sitting on top?
In his school backpack.
Where do you keep your drugs? Like
well, you know, in my back pocket under the shoe.
Under your shoe?
Terrorists teach you things. Awful.
You
moving
keep
on.
Drugs under your shoe.
Moving on.
You would crush them.
You would crush them.
Not possible.
God,
anyway, Aria is a little less than perturbed with Holden at this point.
A little less.
A little less. Just a slight hint of perturbatory. That's not a word. And
with a huge mound, like, that was a good stash
yeah,
of drugs.
Yeah, that was very...
It
like,
was.
If that was Adderall, that kid would have made money in finals time. No?
Well, they, no, I
no,
agree.
Don't laugh.
I agree with you if it was Adderall. And I was
it's
trying to remember
steroids.
What Adderall looked like, and that's not
it's
what
not
Adderall
no,
looks
no.
like. It did look a lot more like Tylenol capsules.
He
but
has a harsh cold. Just saying.
And he needs aspirin.
He needs
it's the only
needs acetaminophen.
Warner Brothers would let on the lot.
I mean, what do you think it is then? Steroids.
Steroids doesn't really make sense because Holden's kind of like a skinny
but
guy.
But then again,
but
skinny
he's
guy,
karate
who did a ninja
moves,
move.
The Karate Kid on the roof.
If you didn't watch, why are you watching this? But
this is true.
Noel is pulling Arya randomly
mm-hmm.
down.
Randomly, he's a creeper.
He's
right,
a
but then
creeper.
He's like, oh, I wasn't trying to attack her. Just wanted to borrow her shoe.
I
like,
wasn't
what was
attacking
he
her. He was yanking on her leg.
That's what he said to her when he got kicked. He's like,
he's
I wasn't
going
to hurt her. What were you doing then? Hey, what's up? You dropped a dollar. You know.
Noel, give us a call here on AfterBuzz. We are less
anytime.
Than...
So anytime.
Anytime.
Burbank the other day, you didn't call me back. Bastard. Exactly.
Does he have your number?
No.
Well, then why would he call you?
I tweeted him.
Okay.
Okay. All right, moving on.
we're with Ari and Holden. We're not moving on.
So Holden does a ninja back, or like,
but he
what
like he will not tell her.
He won't tell
to,
her. He won't
very,
admit to the fact
not?
Of what he's doing.
He's hiding something.
He is hiding
he's
something.
He's going for somewhere with someone apparently for a few hours
or someone.
Because he did say it's not what you think it is.
He did say that. He was like,
huge
it's
bruise.
Not what you think it is, but I'm not telling you what it is.
Yeah. And he's still very much up for their secret.
He's scared. He's scared when he thinks Arya might have told her mom.
Right.
I guess about the drugs. Like, so
yeah, but why would he think that Arya's going to tell her
but
mom?
The
because
ninja move.
We'll get to the ninja move, but I just don't okay. understand why he thinks that Arya, after everything that they've been doing, would go to her mom and be like, yo, I think Holden's doing drugs.
I don't know. I mean, I would think it was good for him to check. I would
yeah,
ask.
I think that was...
Did you mention that? Your mom, like, pass the broccoli. By the way, you know Holden, the one I'm dating? Not really dating. I'm actually dating an older man who was molesting me.
He is not
yeah,
molesting
he's
her. He's not molesting her.
And then, of course, mom from Charmed would be like, oh, Arya, let's talk about this. then the brother would punch somebody.
She is a very level-headed mother.
She's a very level-headed.
For everything that they have been through, she is a fantastic mother.
My mother would have me out in a dog, literally in a doghouse.
Living in it?
If I had done any of the things these girls have done. Which I have done.
Which you had did?
It's a bad thing. My mama didn't know.
I think everyone as a teenager did bad things.
So then what is Holden... Yes! Bad teenage thing. What is Holden doing then? If not, he's Spider-Man.
Well, we don't know what Holden does on his free time. Doesn't have to say that he's doing anything when they're going on their dates, which Arya has now since put the kibosh on, and she's like, we're not doing this anymore. And he's like, what are you going to do? And she's like, I'll figure it out. She's done it before.
Arya. What a trailblazer. But what do you
think? Hey, she wore bright neon wedges tonight.
Nice outfit. I like those.
She looked like crap, but...
What? I love girls who wear neon, even if it's ugly.
I loved the shoes, don't get me wrong, but I just thought the rest of the outfit was horrendous.
And the belt, just too much.
It's too much. Thank you.
Wow, okay, blah, blah, blah.
We agree. You get out.
I have the belt.
But Holden did have some serious...
anxiety about...
ninja moves.
Serious? Like, oh my god, I was like...
out of nowhere. Arya's on the roof looking for Caleb.
Standing front, tuck, flip, back. I was like, Mutant Ninja Turtles didn't even have that.
Or Mortal Kombat.
Oh my god. That's what he's doing.
Maybe he... And in that moment, I said he's probably like in a fight club or something like that. But like, the first rule of Fight Club is not to talk about Fight Club.
Right, that's why he can't tell Arya.
He's been watching a little too many Brad Pitt films.
No, there's no such thing as too many Brad Pitt films. Except for Moneyball, which...
He's been watching Snatch and Fight Club back to back every night before he goes to sleep.
Oh, Holden.
Oh, Holden.
Your secret life. Living on the DL. Gay Fight Club, that's what it is. Yes!
It's not a...
Build the drugs. Tylenol. DL for everybody!
I mean, maybe that's what he needs the drugs for. Maybe they're painkillers, but a really strong painkiller. Not acetaminophen.
Acetaminophen, wow.
It's Tylenol.
Onomatopoeia. I don't know. It's just a fun word.
It is a fun
word. Well, Arya also had an interesting episode today.
Arya?
Although she kind of played it safe. There wasn't too much deep shit she got into.
No, I mean...
other than being stranded on the roof.
That was, like, probably the most interesting thing. I think each girl this week had their own mini storyline going on, which is why it was so confusing. And I think Arya's was probably the least interesting.
But why do you think... What was Noel trying to do? If he's not A...
Well, we saw Arya walk in on Noel and Jenna looking at the black light board.
Weirdest scene.
Well, did you notice the things that people had written? Because that was the room...
My dad...
I'm afraid of my father.
I know who killed
Allison.
I killed her. That wasn't there.
This was supposed to be, they all wrote something down on the piece of paper that they were afraid to share.
Yeah.
This was like a sharing exercise. And Jenna and Noel are in there creepily with all the
alone,
lights off.
Alone, waiting for someone to open the door.
But were they all things that each of the girls wrote? Or?
No, this was everything in Arya's group.
Okay, it was in Arya's group.
Yeah, so Jenna was in that group. Arya, Caleb... and then a whole bunch of background
people. But each of those things was something that they...
And each of those background people.
And all the background.
The extras who were replaced, yep.
Yeah.
But
that was something each of them wrote.
Yeah, okay.
Because they're creepy, and Noel has this weird connection to Jenna.
Because they were canoodling.
They were canoodling in the dark. But they were just looking at what people...
Canoodling earlier in the episode, too.
Yeah, they were.
More than a tech relationship.
Well,
she gets a lot of action for
good
blind
for
girl.
Jenna.
Well, do you guys remember in the Halloween episode when Jenna wasn't blind and she took her glasses off?
Yeah, she's a hot
chick. She is stunning.
Yeah, Jenna's definitely doing some blind push-ups.
Right, and she has the most amazing body.
To that Jane Fonda shit.
Yes.
She got that on CD.
Buns of steel. Buns of steel. She's working out to Jane Fonda.
I mean, come on. Everyone should.
Sweating in the 60s.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, no, that was just a very weird exchange. It was also weird that Arya didn't react more to it.
Yeah, she just walked out like, oh, sorry. All right,
well, if he comes, bye. And they're like, if he comes, I hope he dies. She's like, all right, cool, bye.
See you
later. Bye. text you.
Because they're weird.
Because they were just staring at her.
Jenna and Noel are weird, and if you're going to be in a room with two people you don't trust, I mean, your instinct is to get out.
So then why
did
is
she
Noel...
even tell the other girls that
no.
she walked it
the
up?
Other
she
girls, did not. This is when the part of the night where the girls all just kind of...
This was break time.
Yeah, they're yes. all doing
in
their own
truth
separate.
Up night.
In a very... There's a lot of wings to this school.
Yeah, you're gonna,
and a
you're
lot
gonna
of
break
windows,
time.
A lot of doors. Have you seen Downton Abbey yet?
No.
SNL did a parody that basically Downton Abbey is just like eavesdropping 101.
Mm-hmm.
This episode was literally like, oh, open window. Who's talking? Oh, my nemesis? My mom? Oh, someone's pregnant? Well, no one's pregnant this episode.
Nobody's pregnant.
The whole episode was like, perfect timing, cross, boom.
Well, I'm sure the school's a lot smaller than we think it is. Yeah. It seems very large, but I think the school's a little smaller. And for a truth up night where everybody was locked in, it didn't look like there was a lot of people there.
No, what's the thing didn't. With the principal?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Let's what's talk this? About that.
Because I have done that
principal...
walk the line exercise where you say, like,
Tamarelli.
I don't feel safe, and you, like, walk, and it's sad. You're not supposed to be pulled out.
And everyone's that. Like, we're all afraid. Let's hold hands.
Is,
like, is that what it is? It's
like a... Hey, you. Kid, come over.
Well, I think he's the vice principal.
Sorry, didn't mean to give him that honor.
Yeah, but he...
What did
he did cross a line.
The best line I thought was when he said, you're no Saint Emily.
You're no Saint Emily.
Who says that to a student? What vice principal pulls a student aside during a truth exercise or a trusting exercise and tells them that they're
when she's like,
capable.
I'm scared. And he's
well, that was the whole point of the
fault.
Exercise.
People are
right?
Scared. Was to have them feel comfortable enough to say that. And he
excuse
and
me?
Stopped her.
I'm going to let you finish, but...
He's up to
so
something.
Inappropriate.
He's up to something.
He is up to something, and thanks to Mona, who...
Thanks to
but
Mona.
But she's up to
Mona.
Something, too.
She's up to something.
All right, whether or not Mona is to be trusted is...
Lesbian.
Who, Mona?
What is your... We have a very liberal crowd tonight.
We do.
But Mona...
Do you think Mona has feelings for Emily?
No.
Why was she being so nice to Emily?
I think she has ulterior motives, but I don't think it has anything to do with Emily. She has been trying to get back into Hannah's
posse
and become Hannah's good friend again.
Yeah.
And I think this is her way to get to Hannah, is to get to Hannah through Emily. So she helps Emily out, figure out why Tamborelli.
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 He's a really strange name.
Is that who?
Yeah.
PP.
Is attacking her, and she's like, if you were one of the boys, you would already be back on the team. And this is a storyline that we've heard for years
but
and years and years in every movie and every television show. The guys always get away with everything, and the girl gets punished for the smallest thing.
Especially the lesbian girls. Hey, Todd. Thank you.
I mean, she could take it that far if she wanted to.
Huh?
She could have... gone to the school board and been like, this is a hate crime against me because I'm a lesbian and
oh
he doesn't
God.
Want me
Dropping
in the water.
Hate crime
I mean,
there.
She could have...
I got a parking ticket and I was like, hate crime. I knew I was gay because this car is bright orange.
Where did you park?
In front of a hydrant.
You deserved it.
Didn't work.
That is what you get. But
how weird was it that Mona was like, oh, I have the exact evidence you need from April of 2004.
Well, pulling Mona said she used, before she was popular and cute and when Allie used to torment her, she worked in
the office
and became really good friends with his secretary, so she knows the passwords that he uses.
But you don't think it was weird or suspicious
that
she
was
no. like, give me 12 seconds to go through hundreds of files?
No, I mean, when you're a perceptive person, you notice things like that.
Sure.
And when you have no friends except the secretary in the office,
well,
and you're hanging out there all the time, you're going to notice things that you probably shouldn't.
I'm not perceptive, and I've always been popular, so I just wouldn't know where Mona was coming from.
I don't
know. I
thought
it was weird.
I thought it was very weird.
She pulled the exact file and did it so nicely.
No, she searched through the files.
It's suspicious when Emily comes in and she's like, that was your voice? Like, how did you page me on the intercom? She's like, I have my ways.
Which was a little...
Something's up.
A little iffy there.
And then the only thing she wants to know, like, the only favor she wants from Emily is, should I wear wedges?
Well, I think that was her way of, like...
Being nice about it.
Oh, I'm here to be your friend.
Yes.
Which I think is an act.
No, I think it is. I think that's the point.
Okay. So Mona's A.
Mona's not going to be
A. Mona and Aria together.
No, definitely not. But Mona... helped Emily out and it says that she's going to get back on the team. two ways or another.
Thank God.
Thank God.
Wait, what, Mona was talking to the principal.
Yes, and we don't know what she was talking about, but she did say that she went to him and was like, oh, football guys talk a lot when they're not on the field.
Right.
Because they found a receipt for the chair, and he marked $29.99 when the chair is $4,000 or whatever.
Right. I don't know. I just think that the whole saga with Mona this episode must be a teaser that some shit's going to go down with her.
All right.
I mean, it's either she's getting her way back into the club, or she's planning something worse. And knowing this show, I'm going with the worse.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'll bite, because Mona hasn't always been the sweetest character on...
Right.
The seasons and things like that, but I think they have been in most recent episodes trying to sort of humanize her.
Yeah, patch
and,
her up.
Yeah, and lead us down towards the path that she isn't.
The path of redemption.
Yeah, bad girl, or A, for that matter, but maybe that's just a tactic for them to off the path of Mona.
Yeah, I think A is just a kid who's misled. I think that's what it is. Not a murderer, just a misled kid.
Clearly.
You know, a gay kid who doesn't feel right. It gets better, eh?
Speaking of things that will get better, Kate and
stop.
Hannah's relationship.
Will get better.
Well, not necessarily. But their fight is going to end, and it's going to get better. Last week we saw Hannah supposedly sent out a text of Naked Kate to everybody in the school. And we started out the episode after the intro where Kate, Hannah...
Fabulously awkward.
Mama theme. Kate and Mama Hannah.
Yeah, sure.
Can't remember their names. I mean, they have the same last name. Are in the VP's office talking about how they're going to be in the same group at Truth Up Night or Day.
That was also weird, because, like, when would your principal, when you send out a naked picture of another person, be like, we're not going to expel you. We're going to have you guys camp together.
Well, he did say that this was a means to an ends for now, and that the school board is still deciding. Excuse me. I mean, it does have to go to the school board when it's sort of, it is a big thing like that.
And thank God they got this time together.
And thank God they got this time together, because
Hannah sees
Kate's a bitch.
Mark.
Well, Hannah sees it. Hannah sees that later on, but we do find out she is. I'm sorry, but Kate is a mean girl.
Certifiably.
She is not a nice person.
You are a mean girl.
She is.
Very mean.
And speaking of mean girls, this episode reminded me so much of Mean Girls at the end of the movie, when they're all standing around and he was like, I will keep you here all night. After the burn book comes school.
Oh, I'm like,
and Tina Fey says, you can't keep him here past 4.
Right.
And then they're standing around having truth exercises.
And this is where, heavy set vagina.
Yes.
Yes.
It's not my fault I have a heavy flow and a wide set vagina.
It's not.
It's not. It's not your fault. You were born that way, honey.
Let's put your paws up.
That's right. But Kate and Hannah just cannot get along. There's something in
their... They're destined to never be friends.
Exactly.
I don't think I would ever be friends.
With Kate or Hannah?
No. If I were... Well, Hannah I would definitely be friends with, because she was cute. I had cute friends in high school.
Kate is stunning. I'm sorry. She is breathtaking.
Kate's a straight up bitch. And
she
if
is
I were
a bitch.
Hannah, I would never be friends with Kate.
Well, she's trying to do her father a favor.
Where's the dad in this whole thing?
Being
this is
himself.
An episode about
he's cheating
fathers.
On his new wife.
Yeah, this was not a good episode for men. No, men are
nothing
all...
on this show is good for men. It's all about the women,
except for Toby,
who is not in this
Toby's,
episode.
Yeah.
So hot though.
Shout out to Keegan Allen.
You all remember
what?
What? Looks like a dinosaur, but a very sexy
totally
one.
Totally looks like a dinosaur.
Anyways, but Kate and Hannah. So we left off. Hannah apparently sent out the naked pic to everybody.
Apparently, quote unquote.
Hannah sees across the
lunchroom.
The lunchroom at night. Midnight snack time. She sees that Kate has a birthmark.
On her side. And they look at the picture and the birthmark is mysteriously gone.
Yes. So they confront her in the bathroom, as all girls do.
I mean, that's the best place to confront somebody.
Best place to be settled.
Totally.
Yeah.
And, loved that scene.
Did you?
Where PLLs came out of the corner.
They were great.
They're in the bathroom, so.
So Kate... basically says, yeah, I sent it through your phone. Yes, I did Photoshop my own picture. The ploy was, you know, I knew Spencer was going to send out the ugly pictures, so I thought I'd send my naked ass or a Photoshop beautiful naked ass to everybody in the school and then outbust Aria and Emily with their phones.
Taping.
I think this show should be sponsored by BlackBerry. Or who? Where are all their phones from? Samsung?
I think they're all Samsung phones, yeah. Or Nokia phones.
Nokia. Classic.
They'll have interesting phones, but they are recording the conversation, and they bust Kate. And they go back to the VP and settle everything.
And the
Kate
moms
looks,
have a mom off.
Moms have a mom off in true like Melrose Place bitch fashion.
I love that. I love Hannah.
Because Mama Hannah was on Melrose Place.
Love that Spencer's mom came. Well, I guess we're going to move to Spencer's
mom. We'll get to that in a second.
But I love Spencer's
but
mom.
But love Spencer's mom, too. And everything is settled. Now, where do you think Kate is going from this place?
Down.
Do you think she's going to get suspended or expelled for trying to frame Hannah?
Although, technically, if you send out nude, or if you do something
like
that.
Yeah, she should, but
she
I don't
should
think
be
she
expelled
will.
And for
trying to frame somebody.
Somebody in a criminal act. Then technically she should
is
be
it criminal? Because that's where I got confused. Yes. Kate's mom was saying that she wanted to sue, and then Hannah's mom said that it's a criminal act.
It is a criminal act.
To send nude photos of somebody
If I took a photo of you without you knowing, which is illegal of me to do just on that,
right?
Because it's invasion of privacy, and then I also shared it with everyone, mm-hmm. I've broken your Fourth Amendment, and then I've broken your Tenth Amendment. Bam!
Interesting.
So yeah, you would get definitely, you know, juvenile.
Now, what's the Fourth Amendment?
Fourth Amendment is right to privacy.
Okay, and the Tenth?
Tenth is right through the different states. So basically, like, depending on what state that they're in, and how many people it was sent, and how it was sent, the dissemination of, like, something criminal ups the ante.
All right, interesting.
Added charge.
Interesting.
So, you know, next time you take a picture of Rihanna, go
nude
to the bathroom, don't do that, or send it to people. Criminal act.
Or send it to Us Weekly and get a big paycheck.
Yeah. And then be sued for the money back if you say, I don't know, sex tape.
No, because they won't get sued. Us Weekly will get sued for running it.
So true.
Yeah.
The things you learn.
Yeah, good to
how
know.
How to market child porn, how to do steroids.
Not child porn. No one wants child
Kate
porn.
Kate is not 18.
Kate is not 18. In real life,
she again?
In real life, she is
so
over 18.
In reality, Kate could face very harsh criminal.
Right. Because then it would also be kiddie porn.
It would be. Self-kiddie porn.
Our systems detect that a host has wandered off the subject.
No, we're still on subject.
No, we're definitely on it. We are planning Kate's, you know,
funeral.
Reality demise. But what will happen on the show? You know, she might take an episode off.
Yeah, she might be
suspended or so from school.
Right. Probably won't.
We'll have to wait and see. We don't need Kate.
They didn't really tie it up.
We only have like 6 more episodes left.
Well,
we don't really
is,
need
why
Kate.
Did they,
I thought they showed in the trailer for like this upcoming week was Jenna and her talking.
It looked like it.
I mean, I think Kate must have a harsher, more reoccurring role.
No, she's going
we'll
to
have
back.
To wait
she's
and
coming
see.
So hard with such drama. And now has so much spite towards Hannah.
Because
not only did her plan backfire, it double backfired.
Right.
So, shit's gotta go down.
All right.
She's
we'll
either joining the
see.
A club or some shit.
Speaking of shit going down.
Down.
Spencer
has
a brother. And Malibu, I think Barbie the and best storyline of all the girls this week.
Oh, absolutely. Pretty obscure.
Yeah, that was a little bit out
where
of nowhere.
Where did they plant the seeds to that one?
I'm not exactly sure, but there's always JD, I mean, the return of Angel Face. You guys aren't aware of Angel Face, something we've termed Jason De Laurentiis as, or we call him JD here, Pretty Little Liars for all of you viewers. JD, Angel Face, whatever you want to call
him. Hashtag so hot.
The return of JD, coming back strong.
Superstar.
Telling Spencer, your dad needs to call me back. I'm back in town and he cannot avoid me. Apparently he's been in Georgia fixing up grandma's house.
Now, wait a second. They did tease this because in the rev up before, like the recap before the show started.
Yes.
It showed the clip of Spencer's dad saying, JD asked me to change
the will.
The will.
Yeah.
Now, was that in a prior episode?
Yes, it was.
Okay, so I guess they did plant the seeds for this.
They did, but it's still a little obscure.
Yeah.
I mean, changing the will.
And why does A know?
I don't know.
Because A is snooping around in his
everything.
Office. Last scene.
Yeah.
And stole the gun.
Stole the gun.
But I think that was just a red herring to get us off track. Sorry, I'm just really in my mind right now.
I know, there was a lot that happened this week, and it's hard to piece everything together, but...
Spencer's mom comes back.
Spencer's mom is back. JD came back.
As I call her, Mariska Hargitay's sister.
Uh-huh. Okay, I see that.
Oh, I totally see that.
That's why I've loved the mom ever since the start.
And... I mean, Spencer's mom is Spencer's mom. She's very,
like a boss lady.
Lawyery and
she
boss lady.
She lies to Jason that Mr. Hastings out of town. Keeps leaving these kind of scary messages, so we're not really sure what's up.
She's a little, you know, she keeps to herself.
Then Mrs. Hastings and Jason have their face off.
Yes.
And don't
Spencer
know what's about.
Has that revelation about that flashback.
And flashback to Allie when...
Oh, Allie! Sorry.
Yes. Yeah. So she's in flashback with Allie. They're in... having a little sleepover
Spencer's
girl
room,
fun.
Yeah.
They're in Spencer's room. Spencer's parents are downstairs fighting. They have this conversation. She's talking about some guy who put a list on an ad on Craigslist to find someone who he
weird.
Could kill and eat.
Allison's weird shit.
That's actually a true thing. I remember when that happened.
I wonder if that's... I think this Vivian thing,
uh-huh.
and then all these little weird stories they keep giving us,
yes.
there's got to be a reason. She has to have like a weird Craigslist second life.
I mean, but for sure. She's probably, yeah. she was probably a child prostitute.
I think so.
Yeah. Which is probably what ended
her,
up
you know?
Getting her killed.
Yeah. Too bad for her.
Too bad. She had a bright future.
So don't whore yourself out on the internet, is what we're saying.
You know, streets are much
You'll
better.
Probably get much killed. And don't go on the streets
don't
either.
Facebook,
we're not condoning. Condoning prostitution.
We're not condoning or condoning it.
Condoning or condoning prostitution.
We're just
stating facts.
okay.
And Allie tells Spencer that because Melissa and JD were caught kissing in the car, that it is a match fated by the gods, which is like some Greek drama shit.
Yeah, what the fuck was that? I mean, what the hell was that?
Sorry. Well, I mean, like, it's like one of those things that Allie's like very well read. I think she was a very smart girl.
But and fated by the gods. So that does that mean that Allison... Did Allison know?
Allison knew. Allison was aware of, I think, everything.
As she always was.
She always was.
Damn,
she was one step ahead of everybody.
Not even studying for that test with Spencer. She doesn't need to.
She doesn't need to.
Spencer tries.
Allie doesn't care.
Allie doesn't care.
I could care less.
Allie doesn't care.
But it comes out that Spencer's father, Mr. Hastings, is also the father of JD. When he had this sort of... love affair with
their next door neighbor,
the De Laurentiis' mother, which they also, if you think about a couple episodes back in last season,
have we ever met her?
Yes, we've met Mrs. De Laurentiis for one episode during
the
fashion show.
Dresses.
She gives them dresses.
Oh, that's right.
Oh yeah,
and
because they like have a weird encounter.
Yes, they do.
At the fashion show.
I'm excited to find out who A is. I'm off rewatching all this shit.
We're going to have to go back to rewatch everything just to see all the little clues.
All the little stuff.
Which is going to be so annoying.
So JD is now Spencer's...
half-brother.
Half-brother. So what does that do to the old theory that JD was A? Because they did
well,
so
JD was part of the NAT club.
Oh, my God. Who's not?
A lot of people were.
A lot of people, I think. There's only, like, three of them?
There were four members. It was JD, Ian, Officer Garrett Reynolds, and then Jenna.
Okay.
Sort of became involved with the NAT club. But, so he was technically involved with the NAT club. Whether or not he's involved with A is still yet to be revealed. Right. But why would he, at the end of the day, be torturing his half-sister if
right.
he already knew? But what I'm more confused
so
about...
was his thing against Toby to protect his sister? Because he was no...
possibly... very possible.
I love that. Where you were going?
Standing up as a little brother. Little brother. Peck big brother.
Pecks to pecks.
Yeah, pecks to peck. Why he's so insistent on talking to Mr. Hastings. Like, I want to know what he needs to talk to him so badly about. Because he seems angry.
No, he definitely seemed angry.
Is it that he's back in town and he's angry that... His father won't see him? That could be it. I don't know if it has to be.
I don't think... why would he care after all these years? All of a sudden he cares?
Yeah? Yeah, he does?
I just don't see why. I mean, there's no point to it.
And then we get a great Troyon scene. Oh, Spencer. You hot little lion-faced girl.
Tell me what you're thinking.
Her and Mariska under one little fluorescent light.
Oh.
Yeah. Talking family drama porn. It was
family drama.
Stuff.
It was really good. It was a very good scene. And think Trine did a great job in that scene.
But yeah, like, she's confronting her mom, and where is home?
Yeah, Honey, that was...
home. Where is home?
It was very dramatic.
Yeah. So good. And then she's just sitting in the silhouette by the
I mean, everything that she knew about her life is being sort of uprooted.
I know. She had such a little perfect life.
She did. She did have a perfect life.
Damn,
and her mother tells her every family has secrets. And this is just our secret.
I think they have a few more secrets.
I love when they say lies.
They have a lot more secrets.
Yeah, I think they got some stuff.
Let's just call a spade, they are wasps.
Oh, great.
Wasps have the most secrets out of any cultural background.
Juicy, rich stuff.
Yeah.
Delicious.
I mean, nothing
buried
gets better.
Buried under money.
Yes,
know?
Buried under money, that's right.
But, so where is Melissa... I'm sorry, but where has Melissa...
Melissa's in Pennsylvania.
Great state. What is she doing?
They're all in Pennsylvania. Melissa's in Philadelphia.
What has she been up to?
She's
pregnant.
I know that, but... Is she coming
she
down?
She has been up to filming Vampire Diaries. They had to get her
You're
off of Vampire Diaries.
Melissa's not a great actor, the character.
I
love Tori
DeVito. For those of you who are confused like me.
Where Melissa is. She is taking time off after Ian's death, and she's spending time alone.
With Ian. She was pregnant with Ian's baby.
Correct. Or so we think.
Yeah.
Why then did JD...
Or maybe her stepbrother...
No, he knew, though. I don't think he would have...
When JD hooked up with Melissa...
Uh-huh. The kiss.
Did he know?
Probably not.
I don't think he knew.
But then I think he found out afterwards, which is why the father was so angry that they were kissing.
Okay.
And those are my kids making out.
Oh, God.
They're going to have retarded babies.
Well, this is a good thing for Spencer, though.
I think now, so. Now she can't be attracted to JD.
That's not the most important part, but another potential enemy is now, hopefully not,
right.
An enemy.
That's true.
You know?
They can take someone off their list.
He's a nice volunteer.
Scratch him off.
Good as that.
Nice volunteer, my ass.
Yeah, he's...
He wanted to confront Mr.
I don't
Hastings.
Know. You can stay up with me all night. I'm fine with it.
JD?
No one? Okay, I'm all alone. I'm the only one attracted to JD. Tell that to the viewers.
Bullshit. On that note, we are going to jump to a commercial break and be right back with your news and gossip.
JD, this is our time.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
This tunnel vision, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy... Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig!
The wig will come out.
When the TV show is over, get your AfterBuzz on.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Let's jump right into our AfterBuzz TV news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Okay, we're going to start off with something that has nothing to do with Pretty Little Liars, but I have to comment on it.
Oh, okay, got it.
Maria Menounos loses a Super Bowl bet, bears her bodacious bod in a giant bikini. Maria Menounos definitely showed a little extra today in New York City. The TV personality bet fellow Extra correspondent AJ Calloway that the New England Patriots would win the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Unfortunately, her team lost and she had to pay up by stripping down in front of a New York Giants fans in Times Square wearing only a Giants bikini. Host Mario Lopez was on hand to make sure Maria lived up to her end of the bargain. Earlier Monday, Maria tweeted a photo of herself walking through a lobby in a robe with the caption, "Ready to face the music." Maria was so confident in Tom Brady and the Pats that she indulged in Super Bowl party food. Problem with this bikini thing, I ate everything you wouldn't eat in major quantities to prove my confidence in winning. Now it'll be on display, she posted Sunday night. Of course not one ounce of fat appeared on Maria's toned tummy when it came time to disrobe.
She's eating carrots.
Click on the quote launch gallery button above to see all the photos. And Maria wasn't the only celebrity to bet on the big game. 50 Cent bet $1 million on the Giants.
50 Cent has never done well with his bets, though.
He bet $1 million on the Giants and promised to post nude photos of himself on the internet, but later backtracked on that promise.
Wait, and he was for the Giants?
Who was waiting for that?
Who was he betting on? He was saying
he bet $1 million on the Giants.
So that's good.
So he won.
So he won. That doesn't make sense. They reported this wrong. So $1 million on the Pats, probably.
Okay.
Yeah, because if he...
Because, like, why would he be like, if they win, I'll show you my...
Maybe, I don't know, maybe this is right. I don't know, maybe they reported it wrong. But anyway, needless to say, did you see the pictures of Maria in her bikini?
I saw the action shots.
She looked incredible.
To the twit pic. I love, because Maria, every episode she puts on that site what she's wearing today.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I was like, what's up today? Mascara. That's about it.
And a bikini. She looked great, though.
And I knew it was going to happen.
And super tan.
Did you watch the Super Bowl?
No. Okay. I was busy.
For the first year, I went in.
I made
and
him.
It was hard. And it was such a close call. Have you seen this? Come on, somebody, Pretty Little Liars. None of these kids.
Oh my god, no. If we're talking about the Super Bowl,
it was
Madonna.
Such a close call. Madonna was awesome.
Ashley Benson was the only celebrity that I saw that tweeted something bad about her, and I
everyone
loved
was
it.
Like, Madonna, the
really?
Queen is here.
She hated it as well.
I'm like, it's okay to not like Madonna's performance, but Ashley Benson.
She was horrible.
But Maria looked
stunning.
Interesting.
Maria looked amazing.
And she must have red-eyed. Or how did she... Sometimes
she might have already been there.
Pops up all the time.
I don't know. Who the hell knows?
Today she's in the Grove. Tomorrow she's in Baghdad. It's like, where are you going, lady?
Well, keep up the good work, Maria. You look incredible.
You look fantastic.
You look fantastic.
And if you want to know how to look that good, she has a book.
Every Girl's Guide to Life.
You might need to do more than just read.
You might have to hit the gym.
Though she has a lazy person's guide to working out. It's like in the bed. I reenacted the show.
Yeah, we've done them a few times.
We've done it a few times.
Good for you guys.
Thanks, Umar.
I'm glad you guys are catching up on your Every Girl's Guide to Life.
Absolutely.
Fashion tips, style tips, how to organize your closet. It's a great book. Get yourself a copy.
Look like her.
And look like Maria. Moving on, Troy and Belisario is spreading the word about DonorsChoice.org, new Bright Students Big Ideas campaign. She said, quote, the campaign puts education in students' hands and gives them a way to get the projects they care about funded. For those of you who aren't familiar with DonorsChoice.org, it is pretty incredible. Visitors to the site have helped fund, largely through micro donations of $5, $15, and $20, more than 200,000 teacher projects that served over 5 million students throughout the U.S., mostly in poverty-stricken areas. The beauty of it is how simple yet powerful it can be. She says, quote, these high school students have great ideas. They just need the funding and the tools to make them happen. If you want to start a project in your own school, drop by abcfamily.com to find out how you can get your project funded.
I love when celebrities do good things.
Right?
Yeah, that's great.
And I think this is a great way for her to, like, get the word out there that there's other ways to, like, brighten up your day at school. Pretty
on
awesome.
That note, you know, like, so, did she tweet about it?
She wrote about it on the Huffington Post.
Okay, that's a little better than tweeting. But in related news, they announced, like, what certain celebrities are making per tweet.
Mm-hmm.
And even charities are paying them to tweet about their charity. Kim Kardashian's making $5,000 to $10,000 a tweet.
Interesting.
In related news, not doing donors.org, but if you want fabulous shoes.
Okay. You like Kim Kardashian?
I do like her.
Anyway. Pretty.
I was going to go on a Madonna world piece.
Please don't. We are going to move on to
on.
A season 3 update.
Ooh.
Tyler Blackburn promoted to series regular. Congratulations, Tyler. Good news for the Halo fans. The Hollywood Reporter has learned that Tyler Blackburn has been promoted to a series regular for Pretty Little Liars season 3. This is especially good news for Pretty Little Liars fans who are worried that Caleb would be the one to die at the end of season 2.
The one to die.
As early season 2 promos indicate, someone will most likely die from the finale. Now that Caleb has been put in the A target zone due to his involvement with hacking A's phone and files, most of us suspected that him helping the Liars would inevitably put him in harm's way.
Right.
But the Hollywood Reporter reported that his recurring guest star status has been up to series regular. Aside from the Little Liars, the only other non-parental regulars are Allison, played by Sasha Peterse, and Ezra, Ian Harding. So Caleb is entering the Pretty Little Liars big leagues.
Good for him.
Good for him. We're so proud of Tyler.
Liked him.
Such a great guy.
So cute.
He's getting ballsy. I like
him. Got ballsy.
He is getting very ballsy on the show.
Don't. I was going to say F word.
Good.
Don't truck. And then it's like, I can't see you. Shut up.
And our last little bit of news and gossip I'll just get through really quickly. It's quite long. But there are the five biggest, most revealing clues about A so far on Pretty Little Liars. So the closer we get to the Pretty Little Liars season 2 finale, the more we are returning to past clues about A's identity to predict what will happen when the big reveal occurs.
Confetti cannons.
Okay, so
I'm A!
So I'm just going to give you guys the top five ones. One, A is probably female. Marlene King has been talking about how most likely it's a girl because of the fact
she has her period.
She writes notes in lipstick.
Okay.
I mean, that doesn't mean anything.
No.
And she also has sent them messages saying, who's the prettiest little liar? Answering the question herself, me. So that's something that A sent to the girls. So
that makes me think it's a gay man.
Yeah, it could be a gay man we haven't met yet.
No, because we know that A, we'll get to that, but...
Okay.
Okay, so it's a girl.
It's
most likely a girl.
Okay.
A answers all of our questions.
Is that a clue?
It's a press thing, not really.
Okay.
Members of the press were given the opportunity to ask A questions and responded to many revealing inquiries. For example, A has attended Rosewood High School.
Okay.
A is most interested in Keegan Allen's character, Toby.
Oh.
Of all the boyfriends.
Okay, me too.
A has a unique and so far unknown relationship with Allison. And we've already heard A's voice.
I'm A.
You're A. And A is always in the background, apparently.
What? So it's an extra.
And it could be
an extra. I would love it if it's just some... They reveal it. It's just some kid who's like, I've been a background actor all season. I have done background for a year.
Here's another thing. At the end of season 2, episode 12, Over My Dead Body, a waitress told A that she has pretty eyes.
I remember
which it. Takes Jenna... It takes Jenna out of the running because she always wears her sunglasses.
She could have taken them off.
It's true.
Though.
There's one thing.
We don't know what's up with those eyes.
So it's pretty eyes. That's another thing. Allison was A's first victim.
Okay. First meeting. There are more.
Well.
Well, I guess the kids count.
Emily
and Spencer and Aria and Hannah. Okay.
Right?
Who is it?
And Allison's family matters. As far as the Little Liars knew, Allison De Laurentiis was just another bitchy high schooler. But in the course of nearly two seasons, we've discovered some unsettling information on the De Laurentiis family. For starters, we've never once met Allison's father.
So true.
Where is he? Why hasn't he been mentioned or introduced as a character? Then there's JD, who left town.
Yeah.
Used to smoke pot with Ian, was a member of NAT, and claims to have no memory of the night Allie was killed.
So he's totally... There's nothing suspicious.
Most telling, however, is the photograph we saw for the first time on Allie's wall during episode 13. In it, we see Jason flanked by photos of Allison and someone who looked exactly like Allison. As for Allie's mom, Jessica... We think it's safe to say that she had an affair with Spencer's father, blah, blah, blah. We found out that tonight.
Right.
So there's a lot of interesting things out there about who A could be. And on that note, we should jump right into predictions.
Oh, God. Y'all gotta go first.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay, so in the promo for next week...
shit gets real.
So much. I mean, it was so quick. I don't even know, like, what I was watching.
Yeah, I think I was a little too stunned by what had already occurred.
Right. It just, like, happened so quickly. They said something about fighting fire with fire.
Fire. Yep.
And Caleb found something on the computer, but we saw this week that his computer was stolen, so there's probably nothing on the computer.
Kate's involved. Right. Wasn't there a clip of them talking?
That was for this week's episode.
Okay.
That didn't actually happen.
Okay.
Yeah, that they never show that.
I don't know what's gonna happen.
I don't know. Do you think we're gonna be meeting this guy on the other end of the phone next week?
Ooh, and what happened at the? Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You think we're meeting him next week?
Because that was the biggest cliffhanger of the episode.
Right. It was.
Which they always have to.
Well, they always give us a cliffhanger.
They drag it out.
And they always give us a little
not touch on it next
note into what A is doing. They don't have to touch on it next week.
That's true.
Hopefully they
will.
Because I want to know who this guy is and what he knows. He's just going to be some creeper.
How did the A thing at the end, they walk over to Caleb who's sleeping?
They take his computer. And next week has a lot to do with his computer, so I'm assuming that his all his files have been deleted.
Right.
Definitely.
Or they just, you know, made a DVD copy, left it in his mailbox.
No, it's A. They definitely deleted everything on his hard drive.
Okay.
For sure.
So next week, Hannah sends out bottom pics. We didn't see her Vanessa Hudgens, I'm just saying. Okay, that's probably not going to happen. So what do you guys think?
Definitely not going to happen. I don't know. I told you what I think is happening. I can never predict anything on the show because they always take us for like a wild ride.
Like, who
and
is
it's
this?
Hard to decide what they're going to be able to do.
Who's this Vivian friend that they're going to meet with? And we have no clues about who they are.
None at all. None whatsoever.
Unless they go to the same dry cleaner. Or they've hooked up. But they're... Okay, sorry.
I mean, who the hell knows?
I don't know about next week, but why don't we go to predictions for A? Because I propose that next week we create some sort of board or visual that shows who the female characters are.
Mm-hmm.
If we're going to go with this hint.
Right.
That aren't, you know, Emily, Hannah, or...
Spencer, Aria.
No, Aria's A. Then we'll put them up and we'll go for, like, you know, pros and cons.
Okay, we can do that.
Because right now, the only person I have leading
is Mona.
Because Kate hasn't been around long enough.
Right.
What other female? Maya?
Maya's a little...
I mean, there was a little backlash this week about Maya.
But she's never done anything...
On Twitter, where there was someone tweeted that she's going to be the character that dies.
Oh, probably.
Oh, poor Emily.
Aw, Emily.
So we'll see what happens with Maya. She might be dying. She might not be dying. Who the hell knows? But if you know, you can find us on Twitter. You can find me at, you can call me Skiff.
At Pat_Lambert. Rolls off the tongue.
Are you on Twitter?
Yes. Gracie Fitz D.
Or you can email us here at info@afterbuzztv.com. We're always happy to answer questions.
And clearly we'll take any of your predictions.
And we'll definitely talk about them online. Shout out to @SouthernSiren, who let me know that the actress that plays Kate is actually from Vancouver. Shows she's Canadian.
So she's not South African.
Alas! A breakthrough!
Wait, yeah, because...
So thank you, Southern Siren.
Didn't she go to school with Shay Mitchell? Wasn't that the whole...
Maybe.
I think Shay Mitchell...
Holden went to school with Spencer.
And then I'm pretty sure this girl went to the same high school as Shay Mitchell.
Well, Southern Siren, we have more that we need to know. So if you could get out hunting.
You let us know.
You let us know.
So... From everyone here at AfterBuzz TV, myself, David Skiffelitti, Pat Lambert, Grace Dietrich, Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, have a good
night. If you make it through alive. Just saying, A, it could be anywhere. And it.
Check us back here next week. Ciao.
Bye.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.